Mark, you know, I was thinking that your program, Dance in Classrooms, is probably starting to have prom impact now. You've been doing it long enough that some really great proms are probably coming together, would you think?
I'd hope so. The first students that we had 7 years ago are juniors this year.
Okay, so some of them are probably going to the prom early, perhaps.
And possibly.
Let's talk a little bit about Dance in Classrooms. It's been 7 years now, patterned after a national program and really making a big difference.
It's not patterned. It is the same thing that's being done in New York, in Los Angeles, in Seattle, in Dallas, Fort Worth, Lake Charles, Louisiana, Winston-Salem, just a few of the cities here in the United States, as well as Toronto, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and also in a number of cities in Israel.
And can you describe how it works?
Sure. So for 10 weeks, 20 lessons, young ladies and gentlemen learn the merengue, the foxtrot, the rumba, the tango, the swing, the heel-toe polka. Some are able to learn the waltz if time permits. And it's nothing to do with the dance. It has to do with everything else about it. The young gentleman will say, "May I have this dance, please?" And the ladies will respond, "Yes, with pleasure." And they constantly change partners, so they don't have to dance with the same person. One of their biggest fears is that they're going to have to continue to dance with the same person. And we've seen such great things happen. We've had students from different countries that don't speak any English, but they're able to do this. We've had children that are on the autism spectrum that people don't think they'll be able to do it because their interactions with others, but their classmates have embraced them and accepted them. And it's really been tremendous. Last night, in fact, on WPXI, Peggy Finnegan, part of her Proud to Be from Pittsburgh, she did a piece and looked at the young lady gentleman from Sister Thea Bowman Academy in Wilkinsburg, and it was really fantastic that she was able to highlight us.
Now, the public can come out and see the finals. It's called The Colors of the Rainbow. That's going to be at Pittsburgh Alderdice, and that's next weekend, right?
Correct. Next Saturday at 10 a.m. It's free. It's open to the public. Get there early so you can get good seats. But bring your earplugs, it gets a little bit rowdy. It's not like going to the symphony.
It sounds like fun, and you'll get to see the finalists, and it's also not like so you think you can dance. I mean, this is all about just kids that have embraced one another and
right.
The whole art of social graces, which is a big part of life.
And it's also not the best dancers that are chosen to be for each school to represent them. It may be little Johnny that has come so far that he was very shy, and now he's full of self-esteem and self-confidence, and he's made great strides, and he has embraced it. And he may not be the best dancer, but they select him because of that. Because the strides that he made, and that he's able to go there and he stands up so much prouder than he did 10 weeks ago.
Well, fantastic. I hope it goes well. And Dancing Classrooms, pgh.org, I believe,
right.
Is the website, Dancing
right.
Classrooms.
And we're also on Facebook, Dancing Classrooms Pittsburgh. And can also check us out, look for Pittsburgh Mercy on our different social media, on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Google+, Instagram.
Great. Here's hoping it goes well. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Larry. Thanks for having us again.
That's Mark Rogowski from Mercy Behavioral Health. The Dance in Classrooms program can be something you read more about at Dance in Classrooms, pgh.org.